Hi there, this is Teacher Harry back again with another lesson. Hopefully you've enjoyed the previous lessons, and today we're going to look at some small talk issues. So we're going to look at talking about the weather because it's an ideal and really good topic for small talk, particularly with British and indeed Irish people when they are living in islands that are surrounded by water. The weather is a really, really important topic. It's the center of attention. Every day you wake up, you have to check outside the window to see what is happening because you want to know what to wear. So it's not like living on the continent when you know it's going to be sunny or you know it's going to be wet. So we have to check it all the time. So as I said, it makes an ideal small talk conversation piece. So what I'm going to try and do for you is to give you some situations that you'll find useful and then give you an explanation as to what those weather conditions mean so that you will be able to join in those sort of conversations at ease. Okay, so let's work on with this. So first of all, I'm going to give you four situations which will be questions you can ask about weather conditions. So for example, what's it like outside? What's the weather like? What's the weather forecast? How is it looking outside? These are just the questions that people would normally ask their partner or somebody in the house or in the office when they get up first or they haven't been out. So what sort of answers would we give? Well, what's it like outside? Well, it looks like it always does, wet and dull or wet and raining. Okay. Or what's it like outside? Actually, it's not so bad today. The sun is shining. So, you know, give you an indication that you can go out perhaps without a heavy coat or a light jacket. What's the weather like? Well, the response to that would be, well, what do you think? Can you hear the rain? It's hitting off the roof of the house, so it's a bit obvious. So what's the weather like? Well, it looks the same as it's been for the last few days. It looks a little bit settled, yeah? So perhaps it's not so bad after all. What's the weather forecast? So this means, you know, have you heard or have you read or have you seen? What are they forecasting? Well, it's the forecast is today for rain about midday or wind or sunshine or whatever you've heard. But you know yourself, you can't believe the weather forecast. They always get it wrong. So that, again, is a very typical reaction we'd get. So if somebody says, have you heard the weather forecast? Well, I don't bother listening to that because it's always wrong. So again, another reaction that you typically hear in conversations in Ireland and the UK. And then, as I said, how does it look means, well, when you pull back the curtains or you lift the blind or you look out of the window, you say, how does it look? Meaning, what's the weather like? Well, the wind is blowing. It looks a little bit cold to me. So I think you need to put your jacket on, or it looks a little bit wet to me. It could be a day for the umbrella, or if it's really raining and really heavy, you could say, well, I think it's a day for the wellies. Yeah, and the wellies are the Wellington boots, the rubber shoes that we have to put on to protect our feet from getting very, very wet in our wet conditions. Okay, so it could be a day for the umbrella, or it could be a day for the brolly. A brolly is another word we use in English. So the umbrella is what we put up to protect ourselves from the rain, and the brolly is exactly the same. And in England, we have these little fold-up brollies that you can put inside a pocket in your jacket, or a woman can put into her handbag, or the old-fashioned umbrella that you can hang down with that wooden handle from your arm. You're walking along the street with your umbrella. So it's a day for the brolly, a day for the umbrella, or if it's really bad, as I said, a day for the wellies, or what we call the Wellington boots, the rubber boots that we wear to protect our shoes and our feet. So those are the typical questions that you might ask or somebody might ask you when they're looking to find out what the weather conditions are. So let's look in more detail of what some of those weather conditions in fact really are. So we talk about rain first because indeed here in the UK and Ireland, the rain falls quite a lot. So different ways of describing rain. It's lashing, it's drizzling, it's spitting, it's pouring down, or there's a downpour. Okay, so different ways of describing rain. So when we say it's lashing, it means the rain is really heavy and it could be rain driven by the wind. So the umbrella is completely useless because the wind will drive the rain under the umbrella and you're going to get wet anyway. And if it's a windy day, whoosh, the umbrella is just going to turn inside out or disappear completely. So lashing really heavy rain, and usually before you even look outside the window, you can hear it against the window pane or on the roof of the house or wherever you happen to be living. It's drizzling is slightly better. Drizzling means it's the rain is falling, but it's not so heavy, but you're still going to get wet. But perhaps the umbrella then will protect you, or a hat or a raincoat. So drizzling is light rain that's still falling quite continuously, but not so bad, and something you can get used to. When we say it's spitting rain, well, when we spit, we like this, okay? But so this gives you an indication when it's spitting rain, it's not continuous, okay? So maybe it's the beginning of a rain shower, or there are just some light clouds around, and occasionally some rain begins to fall. So, well, it's spitting rain usually means it's beginning to rain, and perhaps, yes, it would be a good idea to bring that umbrella or to bring the raincoat. Even if you don't have to wear it, you might carry it for some protection. Pouring down and downpour, well, these both suggest that the rain is really, really heavy. So you look outside the window, it's pouring down with rain, or it's just pouring down, meaning the rain is coming down really heavily on the windows, in the puddles on the street outside, whatever it might be. It's pouring down, like taking a glass. If I took my glass of water and I pour it out, pouring down is the action that you get. Or if it's a downpour, means it's a sudden heavy fall of rain, like a tropical cloudburst. And a downpour means it happens for quite a long period of time, but then it stops. So there's a downpour, and then, yeah, you can go out, as we used to say, run between the rain clouds, and it stops, and you can run to the shops and come back before hopefully there's another downpour and you get very, very wet. Okay, so we've looked at rain. Now let's look at wind. Well, when we talk about wind, there are lots of ways we can describe it. The wind can be blustery. The wind can be a gale force wind, a hurricane. It can be a breeze, a gentle breeze, or a gust. And we often use it with a sudden gust. Okay, so let me explain those to you. So when we talk about the wind being blustery, we're not quite sure which direction the wind is coming from. Often we can say, oh, the wind is coming from the west, or the wind is coming from the north, or the wind is coming from the south, so we know its direction. But when it's blustery, it's blowing around from east or west, and we're not quite sure. So it's hard to know which way to walk, or indeed, it can be hard to know what to wear, because if it's blustery, it doesn't necessarily mean it's cold. If it's a wind from the north, then you need a warm jacket. If it's a wind from the south, you might need a lighter jacket. When it's blustery, you're not quite sure what you need. If it's gale force or hurricane, well, you know then that the wind is really, really strong. And so no matter which direction it's coming from, it's going to be very, very strong. It's going to be hard for you to hold an umbrella, because it'll certainly be blown away, or at worst inside out and damaged. And if it's gale force, you've got to hold your jacket around you so that the wind doesn't whip it off and get you to be feeling cold. Okay, so gale force winds, head down, and you're marching into the wind to protect yourself. So those really strong winds that you see from pictures of America, where there are lots of hurricanes around this time of the year. So gale force means blowing very, very heavily. So it could be 60, 70, 80 kilometers an hour, or even higher and stronger. And when we talk about a breeze, we often use gentle breeze. And the word gentle means light, okay, so a light breeze or a gentle breeze. So, yeah, the trees are moving a little bit, the bushes are blowing, but it's going to be a pleasant day. Ah, yes, we can go out for a walk. It's just a gentle breeze. It'll keep us cool in that hot sun. So sometimes that gentle light breeze accompanies a warm, sunny day. So you get the feeling of warmth and sun, but you don't get burnt, or you don't feel too hot, because there's a gentle breeze and you can feel the wind in your face. It's not so strong. And then gusts are sudden bursts of wind. So it's not continuous. So it's whoosh, a gust. So if you leave the door open or the window open, a gust of wind will come through the house and the door will bang. Bonk. Yeah, okay, so somebody will shout, close the window, there's a gust. Yeah, so the gust of wind. Or if you're looking out of the window and suddenly the wind blows and all the leaves on the ground blow up, or the papers that may be on the ground swirl around a little bit, that can be because of a gust of wind. So you can be walking along quite pleasantly and there's a sudden gust of wind that might be a little bit uncomfortable. Or indeed, if you're on a bike and you're cycling along nicely and then suddenly there's a gust of wind and you're bike wobbles a little bit, or makes it a little bit difficult for you to get up that particular hill or incline. So that can be a gust. So hopefully then we can talk about hot weather. Yeah. And hot weather is that those wonderful days of the summer when the sun is shining. So what are the different ways in which we can describe it? Well, we can simply say it's hot, but often we use words like it's boiling hot. Yeah. Or it's scorching or scorching hot. Or we're having a heat wave, yeah? Okay, so when it's boiling hot, it's a bit like water boiling in the pan on the oven, bubble, 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 yeah? So boiling hot, you go outside and within a few minutes you're sweating or the perspiration is running down your face or you feel your clothes a little bit uncomfortable, particularly if you do any form of exercise, a walk or indeed a run. So it's, wow, it's boiling hot today. The temperature is over 30 degrees. You know, you're looking for air, or you're looking for something soft and cold to drink. Scorching is another form of boiling. It's just another way to describe it. To scorch something means to burn it very badly, okay? Yeah, so if there's a forest fire, for example, the earth and the ground can be scorched and you'll see the black marks of where there was a forest fire. So when we refer to something as scorching hot, yeah, we mean it's almost like burning, yeah, scorching hot. Like when you walk on hot sand at the beach and you take your shoes off to go down to the water's edge and the sand is scorching. It's been under the direct sunlight for a couple of hours. And when you get to the beach, it's not so comfortable. So you have to wear those flip-flops. Yeah, so it's scorching hot. And then, as we said, we could be having a heat wave. And a heat wave is usually several days, or could even be weeks, where you've got continuous hot sunshine without a break. So, you know, here in Ireland, we often have a heat wave for 3 or 4 days during the summer, and it's very pleasant to have it, sometimes a little bit uncomfortable to sleep at nighttime, but you know it's not going to last too long. So we're in the middle of a heat wave, or there's a heat wave has just started and it's expected to last for several days. So heat wave. Okay, and finally, we go back to, yes, unfortunately, the cold weather of winter or early spring. So different words and ways we can describe cold. We can talk about a cold snap, S-N-A-P, a cold snap. Something can be bitterly cold, or just wintry, okay? So when we talk about a cold snap, it's the opposite of that heat wave, okay? So it's cold weather that comes and lasts for several days. So, you know, there's a cold snap expected next week. So it could be the first days of winter and the last days of autumn when the temperature drops quite suddenly and you might have an overnight frost. And that would be followed by several days of, okay, zero temperatures or even perhaps below zero. So that's a cold snap. So it's something that happens quite suddenly, but it tends not to last so long. But we can talk about bitterly cold when there's a wind. Oh, the wind that comes from the north during the winter is bitterly cold. Bitterly, it's like sitting in an ice box or sitting in the freezer. So it's bitterly cold. So we hear expressions, oh, it's bitterly cold today. I don't know how anybody can walk in that. Or it's bitterly cold. It's too cold to go for my normal run. I'll do my workout at home. Okay, bitterly cold. And then wintry is just a general word to describe the conditions. How are the conditions, wintry conditions, that, you know, the roads tend to have some ice, not every day. There is frost, not every day. You know, the leaves are covered in a bit of frost. So these are the wintry conditions that we expect. The wind is cold, rain feels like ice when it falls, all of the conditions that we expect to have in the winter. So we refer to them generally as wintry conditions. The conditions for driving are very wintry, so you have to be careful. Either you change your tyres, if you have to those winter tyres, or you just take extra care and attention when you're driving on the roads, in case you occasionally come across some ice or black ice that you just can't see until it's too late. So wintry conditions. Okay, so I've covered there situations and the words that we'd use when we're asking about the weather. We've spoken about the rain. We've spoken about when it's hot or there's a heat wave. We've spoken about the wind. And then we spoke about when it's cold. So now we're going to look at common or simple errors that people make when they're talking about the weather. So let me take them one at a time and I'll explain them to you. The most common mistake that people make when they're learning English and they're talking about the weather is they confuse nouns and adjectives or even verbs when we've got the terms that we're talking about. So let's give you the correct and the incorrect versions. For example, how's the weather? I'm sorry, ask the question, how is the weather? It is snow. You know, that's incorrect. It is snowy or it is snowing would be the correct answer. So how's the weather? It is snowy, adjective, or it is snowing, okay, but not it is snow, okay, because snow is the noun. What's it like out, or what's it like outside? Again, could be another question. What's it like out, meaning when you go out, or what's it like outside? Okay, so simple question, and the answers could be it is rain, incorrect, it is rainy, or it is raining. Again, the correct answers, it is rainy as an adjective, it is raining as the verb, but not it is rain. Yeah, you could say there is rain falling. Yeah, but that's a little bit too formal. So normally you say, oh, it's rainy or it is raining. Yeah. Okay. So just be very careful to get the correct response. And you have to do that with all of those nouns and adjectives and verbs. So it's the same if I asked you, you know, how's the weather? Oh, it's sunny. Yeah, it's S-U-N-N-Y, not it is sun. Or, you know, if I say to you, oh, the sun is shining, you don't say it is shiny. Yeah, because that would usually refer to a light. It's very shiny. But the sun is shining. Yeah. Okay. Or there is sunshine. There's lots of sunshine. So be really, really careful how you use those nouns and adjectives and verbs and not to fall into the trap of the simple mistakes. So it is sunny is the adjective, the sun is shining is the verb, but it's not it is shiny, yeah, because as I said, that refers to the light for the car lights, so they're very shiny, or the torch, or oh, I don't like your lamp, it's very shiny. So the sun is shining, or it is sunny, or the sun is very hot. Okay, so just make sure you use the correct terminology when you're talking about the weather, and it'll sound or make your small talk sound much, much more professional, much, much more like a native speaker, and you'll be able to join with those conversations with a lot of confidence. Yeah, okay. Okay, so that's the small talk pieces in relation to the weather. As I said at the beginning of this particular lesson, weather is a very, very popular topic with those people living in Ireland and the UK in particular, but also people on the continent, because if they don't know what to ask you or they don't know how to start a conversation, well, they want something, as we call it, an icebreaker, and that's usually about the weather, because it's non-committal, it's not going to upset anybody, but it gets somebody to ask a question and answer it to start the conversation. So, oh, how's the weather today? Or what's the weather like in your country? Or how's the weather where you are? Or what's it like outside? Or, you know, is it really wet? So lots and lots of ways to get you involved in that conversation. And the best thing for you to do is to practice, not to be worried if you make a little bit of a mistake, because when you're talking about rain or sun or wind or hot or cold, it's hard to make too many mistakes, but just try and remember, as I set out in this, the difference between the nouns, the adjectives, and the verbs, and then try and practice the different ways in which you can talk about those nouns, like the rain, or how you can talk about the wind, or how you can talk about the sun, or how you can talk about the things that you need, like your wellies, or your brolly, or your umbrella, or your raincoat, or your rain hat, or whatever it might be. All of those words will add to your vocabulary and will help you sound much, much more professional and, as I said, to give you much more confidence. Okay, well, this is Teacher Harry, and as always, thanks for listening. And if you like this and you want to help me to continue the lessons, well, try and support us, and we'll join you again soon.